Fleetwood Mac, Albatross. From the year 1969, I'm going to feature a few records now from the year 1969. That's a bit of Fleetwood Mac, a bit of a slow instrumental one there. Well, as I said, I'm featuring the year 1969. I'm just going to be a bit brief on some of the records. That was Obladi, Oblada by Marmalade from 1969. Bit of a sort of a record now that looks into the year 2525 from the same year, 1969, by Zager and Evans. That's Zager and Evans from 1969.
25, 25, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may find. In the year 35, 35, ain't gonna need to tell the truth, tell no lies. Everything you think, do, and say is in the pill you took today. In the year 45, 45, ain't gonna need your teeth, won't need your eyes. You won't find a thing to chew, nobody's gonna look at you. In the year.
Well, that's Zager and Evans there. I'm going to cut that one a little bit short, actually, as I think the words in it are a load of nonsense, actually. It says things, the way things are going to be in 2525. Well, I don't think it'll be that way at all, or anything like it. So it says you won't need your limbs, you won't need your eyes, everything you think, do, and say will be in the pill you took today. Well, I don't think that's very likely at all at any stage in the future. Let's see what we got now. The Tremolos now. There's a record here from the Tremolos from 1969. So let's see what this. Well, apologies here. As I said when I started this show, there's a slight problem which I'm just trying to get round now. Just trying to get round that now.
Thank you.
Tremlo's there from 1969, the golden year of 1969. Call me number one. 15 minutes past two is the time. I'm Bert Williams, taking you through till 4 o'clock this afternoon on Radio Merseyways. We're going back now from 1969 to 1968. Let's see what we got here now. It's quite a selection of records here from 1968. We'll start off with The Legend of Xanadu from the early part. Well, actually, this is the middle, actually, of 1968. The Legend of Xanadu by Day D, Dozy, Beaky, Mick and Titch.
Esta es la leyenda de Xanadu.
Dave D, Dozy, Beaky, Mick and Titch. Another one now from 1968.
Get out of my mind, my love for you.
This is Merseywaves on 244 meters, 1233 kilohertz on the medium wave band. And Bert Williams, if you wrote in to me, I'll be dealing with your letters between 3 and 4. Our mailing address for anybody that would like to write in is 18 Mollard Way, Morton, Whittle, Merseyside. You can address your letter to me, Bert Williams. 18 Mollard Way, Morton, Whittle, Merseyside. And Mollard is spelt M-A-L-L-A-R-D. That's M-A-L-L-A-R-D. Mollard Way, Morton. That's 18 Mollard Way. That's Morton on the Whittle in Merseyside. Well, that's Gary Puckett from 1968, Young Girl. There's some records I'm not too keen on, particular one. And I think a lot of people have heard it anyway. So let's have another record now from 1968. The Crazy World of Arthur Grant Brown. Crazy World of Arthur Brown there, and Fire from 1968. I must apologise for the way things are going on this show at the moment, but the right-hand turntable has a bent needle on it, so unfortunately I'm not able to, got a few slight problems here getting the show to run smoothly. Anyway, we're changing the year now. We're going to have a golden record, one of the best records I think. From 1962, this one is. I'll just check. It is 1962. As I said, I must apologise for the gaps, but as I said, we've got a damaged needle at the moment. I don't know where the spare one is, actually. So, we're going to have a record now, for one of the best records from 1962, from Carole King. It might as well rain until September. What should I write? Carole King there, a legendary classic from 1962. It might as well rain until September. One of the best records, I think, of that year, 1962. As I said, unfortunately at the moment, I'm down to one turntable here because the right-hand turntable's got a bent needle on it. I'm just going to say, the amount of problems I have with this station, it's just unbelievable, actually. It sort of reminds me of a bit of machinery that you have to keep on servicing all the time. You get about 100 yards down the road, and it has to be given a service every 100 yards because the things. Well, there isn't. I don't actually have any problems with the transmitter as such. It's more things like this where the needles go on the turntables, and or there's problems with the antennas. The aerials get cut down, or they're down, or there's some other problem. And it sort of reminds me of a piece of machinery that has to be serviced. It gets about 100 yards down the road, and then it has to be given an extensive service again. It goes another 100 yards, another extensive service. So anyway, let's see what we've got now. I'm going to see if I can sort out another record now from 1962. Yes, the one from the same year now, 1962, by Little Eva. As I said, apologies for the lack of continuity here. But we had a spare meat needle. I don't know where it's gone. I don't know whether it's been used and that's gone or what. So anyway, let's see now if we can get this one on here. The reason I'm having this slight problem actually is because these are LPs I've got here. One, they feature a year. Each LP features a lot of the major records of that particular year. So let's see what I can do now. It's trying to work out the tracks while at the same time get it on the right track while at the same time speaking to you through the microphone. So let's see if we can get it on now. Little Eva from 1962, The Locomotion. That's Little Eva there, Do the Locomotion. Well, let's see what we've got now. We're going to go to the year 1965 now, with one of the Birds. That's the Birds' biggest hit of all time from 1965. So let's see if I can get it on here. Well, it's a bit difficult actually, because I can't. Speaking to you in the microphone here, I'm having slight difficulty in getting it on the correct track. Well, that's another one there from 1965. I'd like to have featured records from each individual year, but I'm afraid it's not going to be practical at the moment because of the needle problem. There, it's Mr. Tambourine Man from 1965. Same year now, 1965, we're going to have the Ivy League, I should say, Tossing and Turning. tossing and turning there from the Ivy League from 1965. We were saying about the few the problems that we've been having. As I was saying, the problems don't occur with the transmitters, because when I do the transmitters, I do them to what you would call military specifications, where there's very little chance of them breaking down indeed, and they're extensively fused, so that if anything does go wrong, such as the antenna, the break in the antenna, or the antenna coming down, the transmitter doesn't get overloaded. It just automatically goes off the air without any extensive damage to the transmitter. And the new one that I'm doing at the moment actually has full overload protection, so that if there is any change in the aerial operating conditions, the transmitter will automatically turn itself off to avoid any overload on it, or any slight damage. Because the snag with fuses are, they don't allow for the valve dissipation if the current in the transmitter doesn't increase when the aerial comes down. The valves have to dissipate the full output, and they tend to get overloaded. Anyway, let's get back to the music. Now, as I was saying, the problems we tend to have at antennas, we, for one reason or another, we have to move locations. All the equipment has to be reinstalled somewhere else and moved around a lot. And it all has to be, well, what's the word? Well, there's a lot of little things that need doing each time it's moved to get everything right. So there's them, and there's quite a few other things as well. Neil Diamond now from 1972. This is Radio Mersey Waves on 244 meters, 1233 kilohertz, and the medium wave band Well, it's now 18 minutes to 3 o'clock on this Sunday afternoon, the first Sunday in March 1985. We're going to go now to 1964 with this one from Sandy Shaw, one of the biggest classics of all time.
I walk along the city streets you used to walk along with me. And every step I take recalls how much in love we used to be. Oh, how can I forget you when there is always something there to remind me? Always something there to remind me. Whoa, whoa, whoa. When shadows fall, I pass the small cafe where we would dance at night. And I can't help recalling how it felt to kiss and hold you tight. Oh, how can I forget you? Oh, whoa, 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 whoa.
Golden legend there from Sandy Shaw from 1964, one of their biggest records of all time. There's Always Something There to Remind Me, done by Bert Bacharach. One of the things I was going to say is that a few people have been asking, especially Tony Hennessy, he mentions it quite a bit when I speak to him, is when am I going to be going on with some massive transmitter power? Well, the answer is I don't know. just at the moment, because the problem is the size of the equipment goes up very greatly, and also the expense of the equipment goes up enormously. It does. That's the problem. And when the Department of Trade and Industry are clamping down like they are on various stations, it's very difficult to be 100% sure that nothing will go wrong and that they won't actually find it by some means or other. So there is that difficulty. So for that reason, it doesn't, although I said towards the end of last year I might be doing it, it doesn't look too promising at the moment. There'll probably be an increase in power, maybe in the region of 2 to 3 times, but any more than that I don't think so at the present time, because of this problem with the Department of Trade and the fact that they're trying to eradicate all stations. Well, it's not actually just that, it's also having the necessary time to do the necessary construction work for a transmitter of a very high power. It does in fact take considerably longer, and the equipment's more complex, considerably more complicated and complex, and so there's therefore considerably more construction work involved. So for that reason, maybe it might be at the end of this year, maybe next year. I think next year is a more likely possibility, because by that time I'll probably hopefully have more time to do these things, and hopefully next year we may be able to go on the FM as well and have a Radio Mersey Waves, a very substantial coverage on the FM. But at the moment, as I say, we just don't know what's going to happen next, really, with the way the official situation is regarding stations like Mersey Waves, where you just don't know when what they're going to do next. Going now to the golden year of 1964, with a legendary classic from Twinkle.
See, she's worse to him than me. Let her go ahead.